Michael, why is this Integrated Arctic Corridors Framework report that was just released, one of the key recommendations they make is to create a governance structure for Arctic shipping corridor development and management. What do you make of it?
Well, what I make of that recommendation is the recognized need to include Inuit in the decision-making concerning transportation corridors in the Canadian Maritime Arctic. The Government of Canada for a number of years has been working on shipping corridors, but basing their decisions on past usage where ships have been going and on safety concerns, avoiding accidents like going aground. But they haven't been incorporating a local perspective, the Inuit perspective. And obviously, the Inuit are a maritime people. All of their communities are located on the coastline. They have traditionally and continue to hunt and fish from the sea ice, from the water. So, yes, obviously they need to be involved, and this report makes an important contribution by emphasizing that point.
One of the things that struck me also is that this report has a very Canada-centric view of the Northwest Passage. It emphasizes Canada's sovereignty over the passage, and I'm wondering how much cooperation are they going to get from other countries, especially a country like the United States, which likes to stress freedom of navigation?
That's an important insight, especially because the organization producing this report, the Pew Charitable Trust, is actually based in the United States. The answer, I think, to the question, however, is that we know that the Obama administration is very keen to improve environmental protection across the Arctic. When Prime Minister Trudeau was in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago, he and Barack Obama committed to increasing the size of marine protected areas in the Arctic and to do so quite significantly. So I think the report is well-timed because the Americans are obviously receptive to improved environmental protection, to taking into account the interests of Indigenous peoples. And as long as the Government of Canada proceeds in a way that doesn't step too much on the American toes with regards to the legal dispute over the Northwest Passage, if it simply focuses on environmental protection and local interests, I think there is a way forward here. The parallel I would draw is way back to 1970, when the first Trudeau government, the Pierre Trudeau government, was responding to the voyage of a U.S. oil tanker through the Northwest Passage. And instead of challenging the Americans directly, the Canadian government adopted the Arctic Waters Pollution Prevention Act, choosing to take an environmental protection avenue rather than a strict security avenue in response to the American action.
What are some of the things that really struck you in this report? Things that you find interesting or unusual, maybe?
Well, the importance of this report is that it highlights how three different interests overlap geographically. The transportation corridors through the Canadian Arctic are based upon the opportunities of reduced distance, of deep water, essentially looking for the best ways to pass through Canada's 19,000 islands. That's where the ships want to go. It's also where, for millions of years, the whales and the walruses and the other marine life has wanted to go. A bowhead whale is looking for the same kind of transportation opportunities as a ship. And so there's an overlap between the environmental concentration of marine mammals and the shipping concentration. And of course, the Inuit for thousands of years have been following those marine mammals and have now settled in the areas or beside the areas that are most productive biologically. So there's another overlap. So there's a shipping interest overlapped with an environmental interest overlapped with a local community's interest of the Inuit. In a vast region, the Arctic, there's a small percentage, 5 or 10%, where the concentration of interest is very high. And that is what the Pew report is saying. It's saying, look, you cannot develop shipping routes without considering the environment and without considering the Inuit, because everything is concentrated.
Hmm. What do you think should the government do with this report?
Well, I think the government should embrace this report. I think the key point that there are these overlapping interests, that the environment and Indigenous peoples need to be part of any decision-making, that is absolutely right. And so I hope that the Minister for Fisheries, Oceans and the Coast Guard, Hunter Tutu, who is from Nunavut, will embrace this. I hope that Catherine McKenna, the Minister for the Environment, will embrace this, and also Mark Garneau, the Minister for Transport. This report is exactly what a new government should seek to do. Obviously, the current policy of focusing on the shipping interest solely was a policy that came from the previous Harper government, and it's time here for a change.